This is Breakfast on RN. Matt Bevin is here. We've been talking a little bit about the Iran nuclear deal this morning. Some pretty significant developments overnight. But you're going to help us understand exactly what is happening.
Yeah. So I need to give you a little bit of a crash course in uranium enrichment this morning, Hamish. I do apologise.
It's only 6:45, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So because how that works is becoming more relevant to international relations as the Iran nuclear deal seems to be breaking down. Okay, so say, Hamish, you dig up a slab of uranium and you want to use it for something other than as a paperweight. What you want to do is change the chemical composition of it. The uranium you dig up out of the ground is primarily made of two isotopes. One is uranium-235, the other is uranium-238. There are a few differences between them. Firstly, 235 is slightly lighter than 238, as you can tell by the numbers. Also, the lump of uranium that you dig out of the ground is more than 99% made up of the heavier one, 238. But the lighter one, 235, is the one you want if you want to run a nuclear reactor or make a nuclear bomb, as it's the only naturally occurring fissile isotope, which means it's the only isotope you can use for nuclear fission, which you can find in the ground and don't have to make in a lab at enormous expense. So you want 235, you don't want 238. And the way you get the one you want is by chucking the whole thing into a centrifuge and spinning it up really, really fast. The heavy one, 238, will separate from the light one, 235. And what you end up with is depleted uranium, which is has almost no 235 in it, and enriched uranium, which has more 235 in it. If you want to put it in a nuclear reactor, you have to spin the centrifuge until your end product is 3% or more 235. That's the good one. If you want to put it in a nuclear bomb, you need it to be much higher, about 80% 235. You with me?
I'm still here. Yes.
Good. So the Iran nuclear deal struck in 2015 with the US, the EU, Russia and China, among other things, essentially prevented Iran from having any uranium enriched to more than 3.67% of the good, useful isotope. So that's enough to use in a reactor, but not enough to use in a bomb. That was in exchange for sanctions relief. It also limited the amount of low-enriched uranium that Iran could have in stockpile. But the Trump administration and the US have pulled out of that deal, and Iran says that the other signatories, particularly the EU, aren't doing enough to keep Iran's economy afloat as the US slaps on increased sanctions. And this is what experts say is the cause of Iran's increased aggression around the Gulf, economic stress triggered by the US sanctions. Iran announced last month that it would be breaking the guidelines of the agreement in protest against the way they were being treated. They firstly increased their stockpile of low-enriched uranium, so the stuff that can be used in reactors, above the limit, and overnight they've announced that they're taking another step.
Since our demands have not been realized, therefore today we are taking the second step. Our commitment concerning the level of enrichment has been reconsidered, and we reduce our commitments in this regard today.
So that's Behrouz Kamalvandi from the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, speaking through a translator overnight, announcing that the Iranians are going to begin enriching uranium above 3.67%, the limit set by the Iran deal, otherwise known as the JCPOA. So they're going to have more uranium than they're allowed to, as of what they did previously, and now that uranium is going to be more dangerous than they were allowed to.
It's still nowhere near the 80% enrichment.
No, it's not. But once you start enriching it, once you cook up the facilities that enrich it beyond 3.67%,
you've got the capability.
Yeah, potentially. He also spoke to Iran's press TV in English.
From today, based on the DIQ changes we have submitted to the IAEA, we are not anymore committing ourselves to 3.67. So there are three stages for going above that percent. To respond to the demand for nuclear power plants.
So he's saying that the nuclear power plants in Iran need more uranium, so we're going to start making it. He says the IAEA, that's the International Atomic Energy Agency, will be shown proof that they are enriching uranium above their limit very soon.
I think after a few hours, we will have the process completed, and by tomorrow morning, they will be able, the inspectors of the IAEA, to remove the samples and to analyze the level of enrichment, which for sure it is going to be above 3.67.
He says that they're not breaking the deal. They are responding to the other side breaking their side of the commitment.
Oh, we have said time and again that what we are doing is in context of the JCPOA itself. It is not out of JCPOA. The Americans, they have their own propaganda, and I think nobody believes that because everybody knows that what we have done so far is in the context and the framework of the JCPOA.
So the JCPOA is the Iran deal. Basically what he's saying is if you break some part of the deal, we will break some part of the deal. If you break another part of the deal, we'll break another part of the deal, and so on and so forth. However, they don't want to withdraw from the deal. What they want is the other side to honour their commitment to the deal, and then they will honour, Iran will honour theirs. Essentially, they're saying that this is just going to get worse until you back down.
And the Europeans still scrambling to try and figure out a way of ensuring that this deal doesn't entirely die.
Yes, indeed.
I saw one person describe it as a slow motion diplomatic car crash.
Yes, indeed. And more on this coming up after 8 o'clock when you speak to someone who was part of the Iran deal from the American side.
Matt Bevan, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.